What's up, everybody? Welcome to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I'm your host, That Chick Angel, also known as Angel. And tell him who you are, baby.
I'm Marcus, and I can't hear myself.
He's so worried about hearing himself.
All right, there we go. That's what it was. Listen,
I was going to fix it. I just go with the flow.
What's happening, y'all? I'm the host.
He is the other host. Yes, my husband of 11 long, beautiful years.
11 years, almost 2 months.
Are you counting up to something? Is something
going to happen? Told you I gave us 12 years.
Hush your mouth.
Told you that in the beginning.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in to our podcast. Is This Going to Cause an Argument? It is done twice a month, always on Wednesday. So please come back and check us out. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, a bunch of other places that I don't know about. If you want to actually see the video recording of us, you can go over to YouTube, to my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. And we do vlogs over there as well as commentary videos. So please check us out over there. And you can also check me out on all the other social media platforms under That Chick Angel. So come say hey.
Come say what's up. So y'all can find me on everything that she just announced.
Yeah, he be there. He be there with me.
I make appearances. Don't just look for me solely yet.
Yet. Okay. Y'all heard it here first. Now, yeah, no telling when you're going to see the fruition of it, but you heard it.
Glad you finally realized it.
So, babe, we've been gone for longer than usual.
3 weeks.
Yeah, because we didn't do one last week. So, what's been going on with you? Everything been okay? Fill the people in on.
Everything's good with me.
Everything good?
Yeah. Making visits to the doctors and make sure everything's good with me.
So we found
to their surprise, I'm good.
We found a naturopathic doctor for him that more than likely will become our family practitioner. And
yeah, being that it's California, we both thought it would be a lot easier to find like a more of a holistic approach type doctor. Mm-hmm. And it has not been easy.
And luckily, my girlfriend, Emily, who's also an actress, and the actors in the union, we have the same type of insurance. So she was like, oh, there's a naturopathic doctor that takes our insurance. So I sent Marcus there, and he really liked her. So for people who are not huge on, is it Western medicine, going to a naturopathic doctor, you can sometimes get a combination of both. So the advancements that have been made in medicine, while also knowing that the body is meant to heal itself, and there are things found in nature to help heal it. So they're not always throwing down pharmaceuticals. Yeah,
their first question, well, one of their questions, because they saw the stuff that I wrote down, they're like, so if we need to prescribe anything, will you take medication? I was like, nope. She was like, none. I said, no, I won't.
I'm not that bad, because I will take antibiotics.
I'll take antibiotics, but I'm talking about something. If it's like, I don't know, something that got a name that can't nobody pronounce, that was made in a laboratory. It's like,
did you make it known to them that there are certain things you will take medication for, but certain things
she knows it. Well, I think the second time I saw her, I had to make it known to her, because the first time she was just like, well, you know, if something's going on and you need to go to the hospital, you probably should just go to the hospital. I was like, nah, I'll go to the hospital.
Yes.
But other than that, just doing things, trying to overcome this procrastination syndrome that I have on getting certain things going. But yeah, what about you?
I have been actually doing the exact opposite, not procrastinating, thank God, because I know that procrastination spirit very well. Yeah,
she rubbed off on me.
Don't you dare lie to these people, these good, wholesome people. Don't lie to them.
Infested me with that crap.
Shut up. I have actually been getting a lot done, starting pre-production on my web series, which will be shooting at the end of the month. So I can't wait for you guys to see that. I don't know when I'm going to release it, but it will be shot at the end of this month. As well as booking other acting gigs, which has been great. The season premiere of Atypical Season 2 premiered this past Friday. So hopefully you all checked it out. I'm in 4 episodes, episodes 3, 5, 8, and 10.
But definitely check out the series. It's a good show.
It's so good, ain't it?
I would have never sat down to watch a show like that if I didn't go to that premiere. And I ended up binge watching the whole second season.
It's so good.
It's funny too.
And then the second season, they work with a lot of autistic actors with autism. And when I tell you, they did a phenomenal job in the show. Just the characters they brought to it, just the sincerity. It was beautiful. So check it out and check me out in it too. Yes. So yeah. Good things happening. So, baby, tell me what has been, you know what? I want to change this little segment just a little bit. Not just what has been grinding your gears, but what also has like been lifting your spirits. Anything in this time that we haven't been seeing each other? Or they haven't seen us, I should say.
I was like, you just put our business out there like that? No, I'm just kidding. Actually, something real, like this week, I told Angel, like, everything that she has going on with all her endeavors that she's doing is, like, motivated me and uplifted me.
Thank you.
Just watching her work and finally, I am going to say finally, because she had a procrastination. I don't think you ever had a procrastination bug. You just had a problem just moving forward with things. I think doubt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's just came to that realization of, no, if this is what I want to do, I can do it, and I'm gonna go ahead and move forward with it. So seeing all of that stuff, and it's like happening, it's like a snowball effect. Like, she's rolling and growing and picking up speed, and I'm just like, that's dope. All right,
thank you.
I see what you're doing. You ain't leaving me in the dust. You ain't gonna outshine me. That's what you ain't gonna do. We always been competitive in a healthy way like that. But anyway, that's when it's been like uplifting, I guess. What's the word I'm looking for? Inspiration.
Inspiration. Yes. Uh-huh.
Inspiring. Anyway, and something's been grinding my gears is this whole Kaepernick thing.
Oh, the Nike.
Just these idiots. Like, for y'all that are listening, if you decide not to watch this, I'm actually wearing a number 7 with the fist shirt right now. I just got to represent, because that's just how I feel. Like, what's annoying about this whole thing and people, you know, completely against everything that he stands for, even though they're not taking time to realize what he's standing for, he's going to be the same people that this day and age, the people that hated Martin Luther King, that are now telling their grandkids, oh yeah, I supported him and blah, blah, blah. They don't realize that this man is literally like a modern day hero. Mm-hmm. Because every single person that steps up deciding to call for equality for minorities is hated.
Yeah.
In their lifetime.
Right.
Once that person is gone, it's like, oh, they're one of the heroes and they're going to be a mark. And it's happening right in front of our eyes. We're watching this happen. We're watching it unfold.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have these idiots that are like burning their Nikes from the Nike ad. I'm like, all right, for one, you decided to just burn a good pair of shoes. If you hate it that much, why don't you donate them?
You know, they have a right to protest however they want to.
Yeah,
I mean, I think, yes, it is silly, but.
And it is stupid because Nike has their money. Like, you can go out and cut your socks up. You got grown men cutting their logos out their socks. You look real stupid right now. Like,
you know what? Kev on stage did a really funny video about it, and I have to show it to you. And he's like, you ain't seen nobody cut up the off-whites. He was naming up all the like expensive Nikes.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, only person hurting right now is TJ Maxx. Like, the people who carry the lower end of the brand, yeah. Nikes.
Yeah, you ain't seen no $200 Air Max get burned up.
That's
I'm
what
sure.
he said.
Yeah.
He said, ain't no Air Maxes
yeah.
getting burned
ain't
up
no
in these pictures.
Ain't no Jordans getting burned up. Y'all got these, the Air Jumps that Nike just throws away to other small companies. But anyway, I'm in full support of the dude. Like, I don't even know if this is like a legit licensed brand of his that I'm wearing, but that's what I'm wearing.
He's like, I'm wearing it.
But yeah, I remember the one social media thing I am on Facebook, when all it went down, I just posted just a quick little thing of, well, I'm on the Nike website buying up some Nike gear.
Mm-hmm.
And their sales are like up 30% right now, or they're not their sales, their stocks or whatever are up 30% from that initial crash. But I mean, who cares about all that? But anyway, that's the one thing that's annoying me, is that the whole controversy surrounding him, and even the fact that you have this commercial that aired that is glorifying all these other athletes and all these other inspirational sayings, and they took all of that and ignored it and decided to just focus on him and what he said.
Yeah, you know, people, I do feel like with his protests, people definitely wanted to pay attention more to things that the protest wasn't about instead of the actual problem.
Right.
I equated it to my mother. If a young lady were to come into church wearing all black like she was at a funeral, and sat on the front row to protest, say, a pastor molesting kids. That would be as if the people in the church cared more about how dare she come up in the house of God in all black disrupting service rather than paying attention to the pastor is molesting kids. Right, like, yeah. Who cares about the fact she's up in here? We have a bigger issue. So it is very just, it's astounding to me how people just do not want to have to put an eye or focus or any attention on the fact that there's an issue that he is kneeling for that supersedes any symbolized item.
Right.
That it supersedes it. I'm sorry. It just does. So
and the kneeling and people, and most of these people that are mad is talking about, you know, you disrespecting our troops. There's a large number of troops that support him. One, two, there was an actual retired Marine that is now a football player that suggested that he kneel. Like, that was his idea. I think that's the order of things. I think he was a retired Marine. Played in NFL. I could be wrong there.
He's living an epic 100%. Life.
I could be 100% wrong on that. But it was either is someone from the military branch that suggested that he kneel instead of sitting at the bench or not coming out at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, what about you?
So what's got me hype, actually, so leading up to the week, was actually the Nike ad. So the fact that we're on it, I thought it was a really bold move for Nike to basically say that they believe in, even if they don't agree with what he, you know, they don't think there's an actual problem, the fact that they would honor the fact that a man who did have a very, like, a great career, one of the best in the league, would stand or kneel for something he felt really, really passionate about, all the way to the point of him no longer having a career in that field. I kudos to them, because a lot of people don't get their flowers until they did. Right. So I thought it was beautiful. And all the other ones, the NFL player that, who has the smaller hand.
That whole commercial, that whole ad was deep. Like, it was moving.
Serena Williams, really, LeBron James, because, you know, you've had reporters telling him to shut up and just play basketball.
No, that wasn't like, reporters. That was the president.
No, there was a reporter who said it, too. There was a white lady who said it.
Shut up and dribble or something.
Up and dribble. Highlighting the fact that no athletes,
the one that the guy said I lost 20 pounds and became Iron Man, the dude that had, I think he had a brain tumor or something,
had to I get don't know surgery. But
yeah, like,
let me finish the one about LeBron. But just for his, it was like athletes change the world or something, like they can when they choose to. And the fact that they're, you know, that these people who are making just an insane amount of money, that they really don't deserve to make that much money, but that's a whole nother issue. I don't think athletes should be paid the amount that they are paid, but the fact that, being that they are, and they do have the platform, that they are a part of social action, social change, because who much is given, much is required, and I fully believe that. So the ad really just, I love it. I was just like, okay, Nike, do something big, bring about some like social awareness.
Yeah, and if there was anybody else, that if you replace Kaepernick with a different athlete, none of this would have been a problem. Nothing that was said or anything. It was just because his face was in that ad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's why everybody's flipping out. Oh, of course. Stupid.
Of course. What has gotten my gears a grinding is it's Serena Williams in the U.S. Open. And
oh, yeah.
Her, like, I felt for her, not that she lost, because she's not invincible. You're going to lose. I mean, I'm excited for the young lady who just won, first Japanese, half black, half Japanese female to win in the U.S. Open, I do believe.
She played a good game, but they basically took that game from Serena.
The fact that, you know, I don't watch sports often, but I have definitely seen athletes cuss refs out, yell things at refs, or talk very aggressively to refs and not get the backlash that she got from her ref. And it's just,
she didn't even talk aggressively. She just told him what was up.
Like, she called him a thief.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that this is still stuff that women or people of color are having to still deal with. I know that there are people who are not of color that are tired of the conversation, but you're no more tired than I am, that this conversation still has to be had. So that one kind of got me upset, but I love Serena Williams. So, you know, yeah. I know she's a new mama. She came back strong as hell. Right. So,
and one, it's a shame that the way it went down, the whole controversy of that is still in the spotlight of the young lady that won.
Exactly. Because you barely hear anybody. Yeah. I can't even remember the poor child's name. She's gorgeous with her beautiful big blonde hair. There was actually a cartoon somebody drew that made Serena look like a brute. And they had the young half black, half Asian girl look like a blonde white lady in the cartoon.
But anyway, let's keep this going.
All right. Sorry, guys. We're going to get up off of our little political soapbox. We are going to talk about something that a good friend of mine. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. We are going to move on. But I just need to give a shout out. Something that is actually really like recently gotten me hype is our good friend, Shonda Brown White. She is doing a series of photos showing love between her and her husband that have been fire.
Yeah. Were they coming up on 10 years?
I think so. I think, did they get married just a year after? Maybe it might be nine. It's nine.
Yeah, it's nine. Anyway, the first picture, the one from the first day was dope. She was in like a African.
Like very fitted dress.
Fitted dress. He was over in his tux and his bow tie. Eric, you ain't talking about nothing. Shut up.
And then today's picture, she's a soror of mine and he's a Kappa. So they were in their Greek wear. And when I tell you they looked sharp, this is type of carrying on that I want to do, that my husband don't be liking to participate fully in.
I'm sure Eric didn't either.
But he did to the fullest.
All right. How many photo shoots have I participated in that I didn't want to be in? Videos.
Yeah, you're right. All of them.
All right, then.
So check her out. Shonda Brown White. You can see the pictures on her Instagram. She's also the author of Don't Be a Wife to a Boyfriend.
And she also has a podcast.
What?
I didn't tell you. I told you they had a podcast.
No.
Yeah, Eric finally got started jumping on with the podcast.
What is their podcast called? They have a podcast. Remember.
Yeah.
You see, this
they
is.
They can find it through looking her up, I'm sure.
But look her up. I did not know. Are you sure it's a podcast? I did not know they had a podcast. So they have a podcast too. So check her out, Shonda Brown White. All right. Now, on to the topic of the day. My girlfriend, Lauren, had suggested we were on the phone, and she was like, I have a topic suggestion if you all don't mind.
Lauren, then I'll be able to tell by the topic. Go ahead.
I told you about the topic. She wanted to know about, so you know all those sayings from back in the day when they say like happy wife, happy life, and things of like that nature. She was like, do we feel that the increased divorce rate has anything to do with this movement away from what those traditional archetypes were in marriage? The fact, you know, the whole thing of I don't think she talked about wives submitting, like not that far into it, but the whole concept of women like taking care of their men and men like not catering, but like, is the word pampering? No. Like what's it when you like spoil your wife? Yes, there we go. Spoiling the wife. If this movement, this new age movement of like within feminism and moving away from those concepts, if we think that that has any type of effect on
why the divorce rate is so high.
Yeah. So wanted to talk about that a little bit because I was like, I don't know. Like, do you even believe that phrase, happy wife, happy life? Do you think that that's, like, real or?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You see, why? Yeah,
because when the man is unhappy,
When the man is unhappy?
Yeah, that's what I said. It didn't sound like it.
Yeah, but it's happy wife.
I know. I'm getting to that.
Okay.
When the man is not happy, nobody cares. Don't nobody care. Ed can walk in and everybody could go on about their day. He could walk in the door, slam it, throw his stuff down, go in the kitchen, slam every door too. People going to turn around, look, and they're going to go on back doing what they do. The kids don't care. Nobody cares.
Uh-huh.
But let Susan come home and do the same thing. The kids is going to be worried. Ed is going to be trying to figure out what he did wrong. the dang cat ain't gonna come downstairs. Like, yeah.
I disagree. I think that when you especially come up in the house upset, you change the whole tone.
That's because you care.
The house. of course I care. You're my husband. I know.
And I care too. But if you chose not to care, it would not matter. Like, if I chose not to care, it'd just be a miserable house. Like,
no. I do feel like it's happy wife, happy life. It speaks more to the prioritizing of the wife in the relationship and prioritizing her needs. And part of that, yes, I do feel like that does create, hopefully, a great atmosphere in the home. But if you got a miserable husband, like, would you?
Yeah, no, if you got a miserable, I mean, yeah, that goes without saying. But
I also think it's easier to make a woman, like, to make a woman not focus on whatever's pissing her off. It's easier to gift a woman something.
Yeah.
Versus
absolutely,
a man.
Absolutely. It's definitely easier to, yeah, cheer a woman up.
Yes.
Over a man, because, you know, I can't speak for all men, but most men in general, you know, we going to get over things pretty quick, or it's going to take a lot to rub us that way to where we just, like, affecting the household because we're unhappy. It's probably like some lifestyle type things, like maybe it's his career or something like it, or something going on with the other, like his family, like not within the immediate family, but outside, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
With the wife, if she's having a bad hair day or something and just ain't feeling it, it's like he's going to, especially if she don't say nothing, because as y'all like to think, we psychic, but we not. So we're going to try to figure out what's wrong with that. And it's still kind of that whole of, I know this in more households than not, that women do still kind of run the house as far as doing a lot around the house. Like,
we manage the household.
Yeah, yeah, women manage the household. I know some of y'all are going to be like, no, we do 50-50. I mean, I cook, I clean, but a majority of the time it's Angel, like, preparing the meals and, you know, doing the stuff at the school with the kids, mainly because our time's also...
I have a more flexible schedule.
Yeah, more flexible, so... That allows for it. But I know of more households that where that is the case. Not the fact that women has more time, but that she typically takes care of those things. Maybe she's better at it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Better at multitasking or whatever. So when those things get off kilter, you know, if the woman is not in a good place mentally or whatever it may be, and that stuff starts slacking up. So now you got his non-cooking ass walking around, you know, trying to boil some hot dogs because, you know, if she tell, oh, you know, I just don't feel like it. You take care of dinner tonight. You know, poor kids, you know, hair ain't getting done right. It's going to be a messed up situation. And not just like though the that's some very shallow stuff, but at the same time, it's like that's part of it.
Right.
And the fact that in general, I think me and Angel agree, some of y'all might disagree, it is a little easier to make a woman... make her forget what's going on for the moment for the better, or to get her to move on from something. And the fact that if that's not getting done, if that, you know, drags on for a week or two, it's like a simple card and flowers. And she's like, oh my God, you are so, oh, you just rub her feet and, you know, rainbows are shooting and glowing outside and everything could be good. But if that ain't getting done, it's just like, all right, now more issues are coming up. It's like, why are you not helping her move past this? It behoove you to help her move past this so everything would be good.
We also express our unhappiness, and this is a very generalized statement, so correct me if I'm wrong, if there are ladies out there that are not like this. We are a lot more expressive in our emotions in general, and I'm not saying that we're emotional, you know, creatures, but like,
I am.
If we are unhappy we show it more. If we're happy, we show it more than a lot of dudes do. Like, Marcus could be beaming with joy, I might not be able to tell on his face that he's beaming with joy. So the same thing with if
my toes is moving though.
Is your toes moving?
Yeah, in my shoes.
Okay, that's how I can tell. Yeah. But like, if I'm really happy, like, it was so funny, Marcus, right before we started the podcast, I was just standing waiting for him and he's like, why you got that goofy grin on your face?
She just had the biggest smile, like one of the kids. So I'm starting looking around like, did I miss a surprise that you, is my car outside? You buy me an old school?
But it was just, I had a thought that was in my head that was making me happy and it showed on my face. That's not the same with him. So I think our emotions do affect people more because they are shown more, they're displayed more, they just reach further, where a dude, a lot of times, his might be so compartmentalized into him that it doesn't have as great of an effect. So yes, but do I think that is the reason for that, is that saying or those type of architects the reason why? And if I'm messing this all up, Lauren, you know what, we can try again another podcast.
Yeah.
But do I think that's the reason for high divorce rate or anything of that nature? Nah.
High divorce rates from social media.
No. That's
too much access to too many other people. That's the problem.
I think high divorce rate comes from a lot of things. I think,
well,
go ahead.
No. Okay, so I think it's a multi-level type thing. It's like kind of a complex answer. So with the whole, you know, the woman should take care of the man type thing, you know, the man's a breadgetter, he's a go-getter. With that comes, to me, that's the, that is the, what am I trying, the polar opposite of equality in society. Because the woman should be able, like, we've talked before, I never wanted a woman that, I never wanted to be with someone that made less than me. They either had to make equal to or more, because we already talked about that. Like, I want an educated woman. If you educated, you should be making bank. And I know my education ain't reaching no bachelor, doctorate or nothing like that. I didn't go half as far.
Don't talk about your education like that. You smart.
Oh, I ain't.
Hell.
I'm smart. I know I'm smart.
Okay.
Hey, I got it done, but I like book smarts. Which I mean, I'm there too. I'm just saying, it's like, and y'all deltas are known for that. I like the fact that Angel loves education. Like, she got a degree just because she thought it'd be fun to get that degree. Like, who does it?
I did, and I'm gonna do it again.
See, yeah, and like, as much as it annoys me, I do like it at the same time. So I'm like, that's what's trapped. So anyway, so you got that whole equality thing. So the woman isn't like just sitting at home. Like, that's not as popular as it was back in the, you know, when America was great, apparently, back in the 50s. so that is not as popular, because you do have women starting businesses, owning businesses, CEOs running things. I mean, they doing things. So for them to call them the homemaker or the one that's just to set at home. I mean, there's a lot of celebrities that we can see with our own eyes, and that's in the public eye, that where obviously the woman is the one handling business more than, I mean, the man might be managing, maybe her husband is managing her career or whatever, but she's the one, you know.
Wait a minute, but what's the point? Where are we going with this?
Well, we had a slight glitch and then you had to pause it and I was about to hit my second. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So the high divorce rate and the equality and all of that, right?
So, why the high
okay
divorce rate?
Okay, so with that being said, there may be something. I'm speaking to black women and black couples at this point.
Okay, go ahead.
I said it's a multi-level thing.
Oh yeah, that's the multi. You did
yeah,
say
yeah.
that at the
I
beginning of this point.
Yeah, come on now.
Well,
so
listen.
Because black women have had to be so strong for so long, a lot of them, because you do still have men that are set upon that whole, I love when Angel gets that look, because she's she's thinking deep. I wish y'all could see this look if y'all watching. I'll be watching her every time. She'll be like, so what's she gonna come with? Anyway, they had to be so strong for so long, and a lot of men still try to pull that traditional role with that traditional thing with women. You can't really pull that with all black women, because now, not even now, this is not a current thing, you know, black women are, you know, not coming into their own, but they are, for one, the highest entrepreneurial group growing in America right now, and they have a lot going on. So to step to a woman like that in a traditional sense of, you're going to be the bread maker, you're going to be calling the shots, when she has her own thing going. So you have that, I don't know how to word it. You have that power trip. I'm going to call it a power trip, even though it's not. That power trip of the traditional route versus, you know, combating with the independence of a black woman that's had to struggle and be strong for so long. And that don't really, I don't think that really
It really matches up. So you're saying that's the divorce rate?
I'm saying they might have a little bit to do with it. That's a piece of it. Mm-hmm. And again, I do think a lot of it is social media and having access to so much stuff that you don't need access to. Like, why you need to talk to people that you knew for so long ago? Like, what y'all really doing for each other?
Let me tell you, you went all the way around the mulberry bush to get to that point.
You might have to cut some of that out. I don't mind.
No, they're going to sit through it just like I did. Right. I was like, where is he going? You know what? I'm going to take back what I said, though. I do think what Lauren said does have something to do with the divorce rate, but I'm going to say it in a different way. I think we have become very selfish people, and that has caused a part of the divorce rate. So with the whole happy wife, happy life is saying that this person that you're married to from a male perspective, married to this female, that it is to the utmost priority that you make her happy, or that you try to make her happy, knowing that no one can actually give you happiness, but they can actually add to it. So I do feel like in this day and age, we are very selfish people, and it's all about our own happiness and not the happiness of the person that we're with. So in that sense, yes, I do think that there are ways to take that saying in the wrong way to make it seem as if, yes, there needs to be set gender roles, and that's the only way that marriage is going to work. I mean, because back in the day when the divorce rate was lower, a lot of people were just sitting in domestic violence situations, sitting in relationships where their husbands had a whole entire other family.
Multiple families.
You know what I'm saying? That they were with. So just because divorce wasn't happening doesn't mean that they were successful marriages. Right. It was just people who had decided they had no, you know.
Yeah, they realized they don't have to stay.
Yeah, so where there are people who are getting out of horrible situations, there's one thing, but I do think we have a lot of selfish people getting married that don't understand the concept of this person that you're in a union with, their happiness needs to be one of your priorities. Yeah. And in that sense, yeah, I do, because there's a lot of people out here that say, I wasn't happy, so
people aren't willing to fight anymore. Like, Not all of them, but it's like you see that. So what happened with y'all? Oh, you know what? It just wasn't working out. You know, it's like, but how did? Like, how? Like, oh, well, you know, we tried for a couple months, but it's like, really? That's it?
Is it very selfish? It's very like, if I'm not happy, I wasn't happy, so I left. But it was like, were you miserable, and were they making you miserable? Like, was it their fault that you were not happy? And, you know, it's. Yeah. It's selfishness, again, in my opinion.
Yeah, selfishness. And it's like, I ain't happy, but I've been watching so-and-so on whatever platform, and they look happy. I'm going to go find something like it.
Right.
Social media, once again.
Yeah, no. I mean, social media definitely, I think, has affected.
I think that's a small part of it. It's like you,
I think social media has affected fidelity, probably definitely.
Helped. Probably helped a lot, too.
You think so? Relationships. I don't know.
You got people meeting from all over that's falling in love, in that way.
Yes, helping connect people. Yeah. Absolutely. But do we definitely have a problem with people not wanting to commit? Because I think sometimes being the DTF, you remember we talked about this, you were like, what does that mean? I think because now
they just changed the whole dating world.
Like, yes. The courting world ridiculous. Is God completely dang. Different. I would not survive.
I was talking to this dude at work, and he just moved to LA from, I think he moved from Texas. And he was saying that we were just sitting there talking, you know, getting to know each other. Real cool dude. He was talking about how he went out on a date with a girl, and his roommate asked him, did he check her, ask for her Instagram or get her Instagram? He was like, why would I do that? Like, on the first date, like, we just sat and talked like it wasn't no big of a deal. He was like, no, you know, you got to do that because, you know, that they catfish out here. And I wasn't even 100% sure what catfish was.
When you present yourself as someone that you are not.
Yeah. So it's like, can't you set up a fake Instagram account and that's be what that people same
do.
Person?
That's
so,
what they
yeah,
do.
So it's like, so he was in the same boat as I was. I said, dude, I wouldn't be able to survive in this whole thing. If of like people being, presenting fake people. Like, all you had to do was go out on a couple of dates and meet a couple of friends and family. And you know exactly who that person is.
Right.
But
right.
Now it's just like, oh, let's meet at this place. And, you know, you got to look at it. Is he or she only taking pictures of the neck up? Like, what's going on below there? I don't know. It's like, it's just the whole, like, go online and meeting people. And I don't, yeah. especially women. I don't know how women trust the whole thing. Like,
it's different. Yeah. I just don't know. I don't know. But I know a lot of friends that are having to do it, and I wouldn't trade places with them for $1 million. I just wouldn't. I'll be like, I'll be over here without the million with this one.
Yeah.
This one right here beside me.
I don't know you. Y'all see? Y'all almost had to edit something now.
See? So let us know. And even though Marcus is, you know, his dissertation that he gave.
Yeah, my bad, y'all. I don't know. I know what I was trying to say, but as I was talking, my mind was going other places. But
I know he only addressed.
Somebody will understand where I was coming from.
He only addressed black women in it. But I do think that you'll see the same type of the sentiments that he put on that. Also with any woman.
Yeah, any woman, actually. Yeah. Yeah, because like I said, that whole equality thing of. You're supposed to sit at home and let the man do what he does and come home and give orders and dinner's supposed to be ready.
So tell us what you think either in the comments or on my Facebook. Not Facebook.
I'm about to go back and listen to that. And as I'm listening, I'm be like, oh, this is what I meant to say. We got to come back.
So leave comments on my YouTube video in the comments section if you're watching it there. Or you can leave the notes on SoundCloud of notes. I meant comments. And let us know what you all think. Is Happy Wife, Happy Life antiquated and has nothing to do with the fall of marriages today?
That is accurate as hell.
Or if you think, yes, that is the problem. Yeah,
regardless of what's going on, that ain't the problem. Regardless of what's going on, it still reigns true.
Happy wife, happy life. Yeah. And I am happy. I'm very happy. You are. I am. This is my sugar daddy. All right, let me read the comment of the day. Okay, I'm going to try to get through this one. I think it's Taisha Monique. I might have jacked your name up, love, but I love you anyways. She said, oh, this is a good one. This is based off of our podcast that we did. I'm sorry, I'm going to go back a little bit. This is based off the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I found out. Never mind. I found out more about what was going on. So it ain't even worth going
what?
Back to.
What? Just go ahead
and say it. No. It's, I understand because I was leaning toward your
what I was saying.
And I understand why he came off the way he did because it was more miscommunication between them. But
so that was the last podcast we did where we were discussing whether if you have religious differences, if it's a deal breaker, when you should have to bring that up in a relationship. So this is what her comment was based off of that. Ooh, this is a good one. I was in a 4-year relationship with someone who was raised Jehovah's Witness, and I am Christian. We never discussed our religious beliefs, but both loved each other and saw a lifelong future together. I could have seen myself bringing up this conversation before we had children because he never went to services as an adult, and I went to church so the children would have to go with me. The relationship is over, but has been for years. That has been for years. And looking back, I know that I should have discussed those beliefs early on. But the relationship ended for other reasons, and I made sure to discuss religious beliefs early in my current relationship. I say all that to say it should have been discussed early on, but I can see how they lived without the topic coming up, possibly hoping things would change or hoping it's not that big of a deal. So somebody who's lived through it and realizes that, you know what? No, yeah. You got to bring it up early, even if it's not a big deal in the beginning.
Yeah.
So thank you for your comment. Thank you for all the comments. Thank you for all the congratulations on Atypical. I've read all the comments. You guys, we just love you all. You all have been such a great, just a great family to have. And yeah. We hope you all come back to our next podcast, which will be in 2 weeks from now. If you have any podcast topic suggestions, please leave them in the comments below. Or you can tweet me on Twitter at Angel the Actress. Is there anything else you need to say, babe?
No, I ain't got nothing to say. I'm hungry.
All right. I already warmed up your plate of food because I also believe happy husband, he won't ever be a husband. Hey, there you go.
I believe that that's your job. That's
All right, guys. Y'all have a good night.
Peace.